Mr. Mayor?
Further discussion, Councilmember Giz.
Thank you. This has been a very, not only because I've been bombarded, and we all have for the past month, with people banging down our doors to tell us why this is a bad idea, but it has been very difficult for me to decide how to come down on this issue for two reasons. I am adamantly opposed to drug use, gun crimes, drug crimes, and I am very supportive of the police, and if the police tell us they need help and we can do it by passing this, there's that side of me that absolutely agrees and says whatever you need, we'll help you out. The other side of me is the practical side, which knows that, you know, police are now going to be, I asked during law committee for statistics, and no statistics could be given to me except that 4,100 tickets were written last year, and I kept thinking, if 4,100 tickets became 4,100 court appearances, what that would do to our docket in the court system. Also, the police time for having to show up when their court appearance was necessary. Some people will want jury trials, and you have a right to a jury trial, which means, you know, some attorney's going to ask to have a jury trial, and they're going to clog up the court system with a jury trial over the possession of marijuana in a low quantity at that. And most importantly, and something that everyone on this council has addressed, and that is that there is no jail space. And I have talked to judges, I've talked to the sheriff, I've talked to prosecutors, I've talked to bailiffs, and in reality, because of the jail space problem, this probably will not be effective. However, I'm of the mentality that in order to fight crime, we need to do everything we possibly can, the try anything aspect. And if that means putting this type of an ordinance into place, then that is what we have to do. I had a very difficult time with it as originally written, and luckily a compromise was reached, and we put a 12-month time frame on it so that it would sunset. And I promise you that even though in voting for this today, in 12 months, I will beat Mr. Thomas to the punch. If we do not have statistics that support it is working and it is curbing the drug crimes in this city, I will be the first to ask to have it repealed. And election year or no, it doesn't matter to me because I have to try everything first. And then if it doesn't work and we get poor statistics, which I anticipate we will get poor statistics on it, but if we don't, fantastic, it worked, then I will be the first to ask to have it repealed. So with that, I guess I'm saying that I will be voting yes today, but not without a lot of contemplation, a lot of struggle, and the practical side of me has a rough time with this, but the side of me that says try anything is going to move forward with it, at least for the time being, for the next 12 months. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.